97.7 The Wolf. I am beset with Mackeys this morning. I had Kevin Mackey here earlier. Now David Mackey is here from the Finnish American Heritage Center. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. Yourself?
About the same.
All right. That's good to hear. So now we can move forward and talk about things that are coming up at the Finnish American Heritage Center. You always do some enrichment classes in the fall, and you have your schedule set.
That's exactly right. We, in essence, exist because of our customers, and our customers are interested in all things Finnish, so what better to provide them than some lessons in speaking Finnish, for instance?
Yeah, and it's someday when I have a few spare minutes, I'm going to take those. Because I'm fascinated by Finnish.
Absolutely. I'm in the same boat. We offer these classes every semester during the academic year, and my schedule actually doesn't permit me to take them either. I'm still English-specific.
Yeah, I am very English-specific. I've tried to learn how to do some of the pronunciations mm-hmm. of Finnish words over the years, but still, if I have a big, long word that I need to have pronounced, I stop by and I see Jim and have him pronounce it for me.
Exactly.
So if somebody wants to learn to speak Finnish, when do the classes start?
Well, actually, next Tuesday, the 30th of September, we have our beginning Finnish class gets underway. That class will meet for 10 weeks for about an hour or so every Tuesday for the next 10 weeks. And Hillary Virtanen is teaching that class. She's taught with us a number of semesters now, and she's designing a class that's for someone who's never spoken a word of Finnish in their life, or someone who isn't real confident in what Finnish they do know, and she's really excited to offer this class to people.
So this would at least get you to the point where maybe you would have a snappy comeback for your friend who does speak Finnish and throws Finnish phrases at you.
You would definitely understand what they're saying, and you might get to the point where you could have a brief conversation, for sure.
Yeah, I don't think 10 weeks is not going to get you a full mastery of the language, but that's why there's an intermediate Finnish class.
Exactly. For those who take the beginning class this fall, then the next time they might be interested in what we're calling Finnish 2, which is an intermediate Finnish class for the folks who have a bit of a background in the language and want to enhance their skills. And this class is going to be taught by someone new to our programs. He's recently moved back to the area, a Copper Country native named Randy Karppinen. And he brings quite a background to the program.
So he is going to teach Finnish 2. You have, I know, in the past done like a third version of the class, but nothing scheduled this fall?
Not this fall. We're going to stick with these two that we have locked in. It's based on customer demand, if you will, and we know that these two are popular, and if they're as popular as we hope they are, it will likely lead to a Finnish 3.
Yeah, because once you've got people trained a little bit, then you've got potential enrollees for the next class.
Absolutely. So. Nobody masters a language in 10 or 20 weeks.
Really? No, certainly.
Which reminds?
I've been working for nearly 60 years on English, and I'm still struggling with it. So.
Exactly. And that reminds me, speaking of the weeks, the Finnish 2 class begins on October 15th, and it'll meet on Wednesdays. This is an 8-week course. We do like to have all of our enrichment programming wrapped up prior to Finnish Independence Day, which is in early December.
And obviously that's when people start getting busy with Christmas things and such as well. So it's good to have those wrapped up before the holiday.
Exactly. That's exactly why we do that.
You are also going to offer another beginning Kantele class.
That's right. People around the Copper Country have likely seen a Kantele at least once or twice. It's also known in layman's terms as the Finnish lap harp. And someone who's become increasingly well-known among Finnish American circles, Kay Seppala, is going to share her skills with some folks teaching them how to play the Kantele.
And of course, she is now directing a Kantele ensemble.
That's
in the
right,
area. So,
which resulted from a class just like this.
Yeah, so once you've learned to play the Kantele, there's actually something you can do with it.
Exactly.
Which is a good thing. Now, this is for the smaller Kantele, the 5-string?
That's right, and it's for people who you don't have to even know a thing about music. Kay says that the only skill you really need is being able to count to 5, and the rest you can just fly from there.
1, 2... I might qualify.
I think you'd be okay.
So we've got that. When does that start?
That one begins on Thursday, October 2nd. And all of these classes, by the way, will be meeting in the Finnish American Heritage Center in various rooms. We'll have signage for the folks who show up.
And then a kind of a different class that I've been curious to ask you about, something to do with taking oral histories and archiving and things like that?
That's right. Our archivist, Joanna Chopp, who's been on staff with us for a couple of years now, is going to offer some instruction in how to do an oral history, which is, in general terms, sitting down and recording an interview with someone, typically an ancestor, someone older who has a lot to say. But she'll not just teach you how to press record on a tape recorder, but rather she'll teach you how to document things properly, what to ask, why to ask it, and how to prepare questions so that people don't give one and two word answers.
And because the last thing you want is to do such an interview and get it all done and then come back to it in a year or two and say, gee, I should have asked such and such.
Exactly.
I should have clarified such and such. So some guidance on that would be really helpful.
That's right. Oral histories are, as any archive will tell you, a very powerful tool in history that these firsthand stories can tell things in a way that no textbook can possibly share.
And I know a lot of this has been done kind of at a formal level across the Copper Country with some of our, you know, let's face it, those generations of people who came directly from Finland who were associated with the early days here, that generation is passing or has passed. We want to have those stories.
That's right. In fact, our Finnish American Historical Archive has a wonderful collection of oral histories that were compiled in this area in the mid to late 1970s, and those are accessed by researchers more often than even I could have ever imagined. These stories are just so powerful and so insightful that it gives people a perspective on Finnish American background that they probably couldn't get anywhere else.
And now for people who are interested in their own family traditions and keeping those stories alive, it's very easy to archive these things. You record them, they're digital, you put them on your hard drive, you upload them to your cloud storage or whatever, and you can have these things forever without having to have big boxes of cassette tapes or things like that.
That's exactly right. Technology is making things easier to keep on hand, like you said, but one thing that we are hoping people will realize is that don't put off something that you've been meaning to do, because the people with the best stories today, they won't be around forever.
And it's amazing how quickly the time goes by. I wish I had sat with my grandfathers and my grandmothers and recorded some of their memories years and years ago. And now my parents are into that age range, and I'm actually thinking about doing some of that with my dad. He's going to be up later this week to visit our family camp, and I want to take him out, and I want to get some recordings of him, and I want to take some pictures of the various places that are associated with our family history there so that our family can have that.
That's a wonderful example of exactly why we're offering a class like this. People want to do things just like that, but they're always nervous that they're not sure how to do it. This class will hopefully give people the confidence they need that most anyone can do this, and everyone really should.
Sure, and it doesn't have to sound like it was produced for PBS.
No, absolutely not. It's produced to preserve history and keep a part of your ancestry with you for the foreseeable future.
When does that class start?
That's also beginning on October 2nd, and these are all evening classes. They'll begin at both of those begin at 6 o'clock. The Finnish classes times, they're also, I'm sure, out on your community calendar and places like that.
Yep, we've put them up, and I'm sure that there's a place at Finlandia's website that they can be accessed as well.
Absolutely.
So you can go to finlandia.edu, and you can find information there as well. Let's touch on one other thing before we run out of time here. The Nordic Film Series is going to resume.
That's exactly right. Thursday, October 9th is the first showing of what, believe it or not, is our 11th season of the Nordic Film Series. We have scheduled a film called Lapland Odyssey, which is one that I haven't had the privilege of seeing yet, but those who have reviewed it for the series give me a strong recommendation for it. It's another way that we keep Finnish culture alive and active here in the Copper Country.
And those are, nominally they are free. If someone would like to make a donation, obviously it does cost something to put this on. So if you'd like to make a donation, I know that that's appreciated.
Oh, absolutely. Another example of how we exist because of our customers, the generosity that people display with our donation box has allowed us to keep this going 11 years.
And I do have information about the first Nordic Film Series offering, also posted on the QNRReport.com community calendar. And on that is a link to a description of the film. Mm-hmm. So if you want to know more about Lapland Odyssey and what it's about, just click on that link and it'll take you to a description of the film. You can find out if it's something that would interest you.
Yeah, we do typically try to have most every film be as family friendly as possible while still exemplifying modern Finnish cinema. And we actually, one funny story, we have a couple of patrons who are regular Nordic film attendees. Neither of these folks can see really well, but they come just to enjoy hearing the Finnish language spoken by native speakers.
And most of these do have English subtitles.
Oh, they do. Every film we show, we make sure that it has English subtitles because we don't want to limit our audience. We want to expand our audience to let them see what Finnish modern culture is about, and also to enjoy some good movie making.
And a great way for people who are taking Finnish 1 and Finnish 2 to shut their eyes and see if they can understand it yet.
Exactly. Another good reason to come out and enjoy our programming.
So, David, if folks have questions, they can call the Finnish American Heritage Center?
Yeah, the best thing to do if you're wondering about any of this is to give me a call at 487-7549. And if you're at all interested in taking a class, you simply have to show up on the first day of whatever class that might be. You just need to show up with your registration payment in hand, and we'll have you fill out a simple one-page form, and in about 5 minutes, you'll be set to start your cultural journey.
Wonderful. Thank you, David.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for the time.
You're welcome anytime. David Mackey from the Finnish American Heritage Center here on QNR's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.